Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our live. Today we are looking at something that's very, very close to my heart. It's about judgment, and it's so easy to judge. But we must seek to understand the other person before judging. Walk a mile in someone else's moccasins before judging them. And there's a famous quote by Martin Luther King Jr. that says, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. And hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." And that resonates so much to me, because a friend of mine was going through a excessive amount of alcohol every night, trying to deal with her struggles, and I couldn't fathom it until I walked a mile in her moccasins and realized what she was going through. And also, researching addictions, I came across an amazing experiment. And what they did is, it's a rat experiment, believe it or not. And what they did is they put one rat in a cage and with two bottles. One bottle was with clean water, the other bottle was filled with heroin. The rat was lonely, it was depressed, it was by itself, and it spent its days numbing itself and drinking the heroin until it died. Another experiment was done by Bruce K. Alexandra, and what he did is he made a cage, he made a big cage of a rat's paradise. He put games, toys, social events for rats. He put a whole lot of food in there, a whole lot of rats, and he made it so much fun. And he put the same water and heroin in the cage. What happened in this heavenly environment? The rats did not choose to drink the heroin. Instead, they wanted clean water. So what does this all mean? It means that when we are lonely, when we lack purpose, we turn to addictions. And that's why some of us, we may take drugs, we may take alcohol, we may watch porn, we may watch too much technology, I don't know, whatever. We are trying to fill an emotional void. And so, who are we to judge? And so, what it comes down to is dopamine. You might ask, what is the role of dopamine? Dopamine is a neurotransmitter that's generated in the brain. And it comes with excitement. It comes out as excitement. It's generated by exciting things. But it can be generated in a good way or in a bad way. So in positive ways, it's generated by exercise, good food, good eating habits, music, exercise, a lot of good things. But it also can be generated by alcohol, drugs, and destructive negative habits. So what that means is that we need to generate dopamine in a positive way. We must have a plan in place. And a reason why not to create dopamine in a negative way, in a destructive way. This could be having a purpose. For me, my purpose is my children. I do not want my children to watch me taking drugs, alcohol, and doing destructive habits in front of them. Or even, I don't want them to watch me doing them at all. And so my the reason why I'm not addicted to these things is because I've got a purpose to bring up children in the right way, to be their role model. And so we must have a plan in place, have a big enough reason why not to involve ourselves in negative patterns. So just closing this, I want you to really look at the people that are addicted. Why are they addicted? What are they going through? Can you support them? Can you offer them love and a reason to quit? From my experience, I have seen that my friend, through the love and support that I gave her, she has now joined AA. She's been 6 years free of taking alcohol, and she has got so much support and love from the people in AA and also from her friends. We have sought to understand what she is really going through, and she has found a strong reason to stop in this group. She's had a chance to turn her life around. And so we can be the roadmap for people. And the first step towards change is understanding. And the journey of 1,000 miles takes one step forward today. Thank you for joining. I really appreciate your support. And remember, if you want to hear more of these podcasts, please subscribe to my YouTube channel and also join me on my website, thatsbeenanicola.com. Thank you so much. Bye.